What up, y'all? I'm Dash, and you're listening to These Crazy Fools Podcast. Make sure you check out our previous show. Go to thesecrazyfools.podbean.com. Go like, follow, and even leave us a comment and share These Crazy Fools.
If you'd like to make a call, please hang up and try your call again.
And you're listening to These Crazy Fools. Is Sparkles J. And I have Miss Keisha, the Fluffy Diva.
Hey, y'all.
And we have Anonymous. And we have Peanut.
I'm thinking when my son turned 18, I'm probably going to get me a little lady friend and shit. I'm going to introduce her to y'all and shit.
I don't want to be that bitch.
Nah, she ain't gonna be no bitch. Nah, like, that's the only way I can still communicate with y'all is if she know y'all.
Really?
Yeah.
That's the only way you can...
Other than that, I can't fuck with y'all if she don't know
y'all.
How
you get it off, Keisha? You know I am not in the best condition to be doing this stuff right now.
Right. Me either. Shit. I'm just trying to see how to work this.
Don't come over here trying to get no insurance claim, okay?
Man, I'm trying to let the damn things up. She can look and see... how to take it off.
I'm gonna just start it over. Power off.
Cause that hand ain't. I wish you had brought that cheesecake.
Man, I wish I did too, bitch. I'm so sorry. I don't even know how to keep.
Take a screwdriver, screwdriver.
I don't even know how to keep telling you, goddamn. I'm sorry. Cause that cheesecake was delicious.
I'm just like, what do I have sweet in there to eat? Nothing.
Bitch, you should have. When nothing. I said I was on my way, she said, "Did you get the cheesecake? Did you get everything?"
I wouldn't even like
oh,
it.
Oh, look like I might need two. Oh, you got generic.
I don't know what's going to happen. A battery is a battery, lady. You need a battery right now.
If they don't work, just give me my motherfucking batteries. Batteries back.
That bougie in the mother.
I didn't know if they was going to work or not.
Just,
oh. Two
batteries.
No, it's one.
Oh, it's one. I don't know who's two. I couldn't see. You took
that radio
on
check?
My eyes. Ain't good. It looked like two. Look. Did you put it in there right?
I think so. Yeah. Let me hold this brand name ass battery over here in case she needs
it. It came with the game, so I don't know what brand it is.
Really. Oh, you got generic.
I hate when women been single so long that they get mad when a man like them.
I'm gonna try to do this without curse, but I believe that women who have been single for an extended period of time don't want to waste their time on irrelevant stuff. And 95% of y'all are irrelevant. Because you pursue a woman, get her number, only to send her a text message asking what she doing all damn day. Tell her over and over again, I want to see you. I want to see you. I want to link with you. I want to chill with you. I want to see you. Never plan nothing. Don't plan nothing. She's not having any meaningful conversations. She's not spending any type of quality time. Y'all really ain't getting to know each other. Y'all just kicking the shit through texting. Who want to do that? Sir, I could be watching the Golden Girls. Like, what do you want? Nothing. Exactly. Get off my phone.
But fellas, I need y'all to understand this, because maybe some of y'all don't. A woman who has been single for a long period of time, she values her time, which is why she's been single. She's not out here playing no games. She can chill. She can live her life how she want to live it. You're not finna come in her life and interrupt what she got going on. So she do give you her number, and she's been single for a long period of time, and you start to show signs that you're about to waste the time that she has, of course she gonna feel some type of way. So a lot of women, it's not the fact that the women are mad that you like them. They're mad because you don't know how to show you like them. Fellas, a lot of y'all, and I'm not gonna act like I don't do it too. I also do it, but I do this with women I'm not really into. Hence why women move this way. So I'm gonna say I do it too. So I do it to women that I'm not, I ain't answer you like that. I'm gonna hit you with small talk. I ain't playing at nothing. I ain't trying to move forward with you. I'm trying to, you know, I'm not. But when I'm into you, if you really have intrigued me, I'm going to move with intent to do certain things with you. Mm-hmm. I'm going to try to get to know you. I'm going to try to have more meaningful conversation. I'm going to try to meet you out somewhere. I'm going to try to talk to you and do certain things, talk to you on the phone, FaceTime you, whatever the case is. It's not just going to be no small talk. It's not just going to be, let me come see you.
What did you gather from that?
Oh, yeah, you talking about shit.
What you doing?
Are
you saying, what you doing?
Oh, I ain't talking about shit.
Yeah, yeah, good morning.
You ain't talking about nothing. Yeah, you ain't picked up the phone, the call. Right. And then, and then when it come down to you saying, oh, you want to spend time.
She said, the golden girl. That's all white ladies.
Yeah, yes, but you, girls. We could be I could be looking at Andy Griffin. No, you paying attention to the different. You paying attention to the wrong context of the conversation. Right. I could be looking at Andy Griffin. Now what?
Yeah.
Now what?
Same thing.
I ain't gonna look at the Golden Girls first. I look at Andy Griffin first. But same thing. I could be doing that.
So what's she telling me to do?
Don't waste these women time. The women that's giving you.
I didn't hear her say that.
I know y'all.
She said, get off my phone.
Right, that's what she told him, you see?
She said, get off my phone.
And that's pretty much what she's saying. Don't be wasting these women's time.
It ain't even
just the women. It could be some of the women that's wasting the men time. Don't be wasting this man's time. Yeah, you be like, you want this man to come take you out to eat all the time. You want him to come drive you to work. Or you want him to come do this or do that. Okay. But don't be wasting his time if you're not trying to, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that shit.
Use his best asset, but I guess if his best asset is only to drive you back and forth to work, then shit, I guess you using it then.
She said nothing about driving nobody.
No, I'm giving you an example.
Oh, okay.
Giving you an example. Just an example. So you pay attention to the wrong things. You all on Golden Girls, right. And we talking about goddamn me. Maybe if I switch it up on him, like we look at Andy Griffin, he's like, "Oh yeah,
I heard the Golden Girl. I heard the Golden Girl. I heard the goddamn Golden Girl." Right. I'm like, "That's some white ladies."
Man, look, they good. That's a good show too.
Yeah, it was a good show.
Exactly. So I mean, she just don't pay attention to that part. Just like she said, Andy Griffin.
So go on. What's point? She
don't waste people's time. Yeah, just say that. Yeah. Don't waste people's time.
Yeah,
because people can always be doing.
Yeah.
Something different.
Yeah.
Than to be, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Don't waste my unlimited minutes talking to me about. Yeah. Are you right? Where you at? Or what you doing? What you up to?
We hooked up. Yeah.
Ain't that look? Don't want to make no dates. Ain't trying to, because if you get a woman's number, you should be like, okay, well. I want to meet up. Yes, you know, okay, that's fine. Let's meet up. You make plans for that. You set it up.
Meet me at goddamn Church Chicken. We're going to sit We're going to sit in the parking lot. We're going to eat a box of chicken.
That's something.
Just chill.
Something.
You get to know each other.
Exactly. Something.
Yeah, a box of chicken.
Something.
Yeah.
What about you, Miss Keisha Siegel, Fluffy Diva? What do you think?
I agree. It, like she said, especially a woman that's been single for a minute. This woman has had time to think about what she really wants. You know what I'm saying? What she looking for. All that kind of stuff. And then here you come. And because you don't really give a fuck about her feelings or none of that kind of stuff. You just want what you want. So you're going to play the role. Like she was saying, all you doing is texting and talking about what you're doing. Excuse me?
I was worried today.
Yes.
Or, you know, the little shit.
Where's the substance in the conversation?
I don't see none. Be like, did you ask her, has she ate today? You know, do you want to meet me to go get a bite? You know, at least our dinner could be on me.
At least me, because a lot of times they just keep texting.
You drink coffee? We can meet for a cup of coffee. Hey, I drink bread.
I gotta do something to bring her closer.
Let's meet for a beer.
And then a woman want a man to be a man. Yes. Like, we want y'all to take initiative to be like, you know what I'm saying? Hey, can you meet me Tuesday? You know what I'm saying? Over here. Let's meet Tuesday over here. I already had a shit together. Like,
To show you.
And if I tell you I can't do it Tuesday, don't let that be, you know, like.
I'm going to ask her.
Right.
Well, come over my crib Tuesday. I'm going to be new.
What you being new for? You got them $25. You got them $25 drawers. You better have them hoes on.
You better have them hoes on every time. time I come over there, somebody special. Man, look, you better have them on.
Never somebody you better special.
Everybody special come through the door.
Everybody that come through the door is special.
Have them drawers on.
Never somebody special.
That is. Okay. Well, no, they two for 25.
What's the problem with meeting at Chili's?
Yeah, what's the problem? Yeah. Coffee or something. Meet me at the dog park. Round it out.
Because honestly, you don't know.
I can cook that shit at the house, but you just said you would go to churches and get a box of chicken.
Yeah, that's $8.
Okay, meet at churches. Meet at churches.
But like, if you talking about like Chili's, like that's like an hour's pay.
I'm saying we ain't got to meet at Chili's. Okay, churches.
Meet where you can.
Yeah. But I want you to be men.
It don't even have to be food. It could be like. Meet me at the snow cone stand over here. I know you like snow cones. I do too.
Or at the crib.
At the crib? I'm trying to get to know you. I don't know you like
that's
that.
That's how they get to know people.
I don't want to meet you at your crib. That's where you're going to come out with your $25 drawers on because I'm special. I got it. Damn, they may or may not come out for you.
I don't know how special.
Man, look. Everybody come to the door. I'm having my drawers on. 2 for $25 Shit, I'm wearing them hoes inside out. God damn me. And I'm having them on. Everybody come
here. I got a gang of drawers.
Peanut gonna say, bitch, put your drawers on. You are her. Put them on. You put them motherfuckers on today. Right, Peanut.
Nah, that ain't
what he said, you already know.
That ain't what I'm saying.
That's what he's saying.
You know, answer the question.
Answer.
It ain't got nothing to do with how damn much my draw costs or nothing like
that. You don't want to take a bitch out to eat, but you can buy 2 for $25 draws for the same bitch.
I mean, that you don't want to buy.
It's okay. So they last long.
Yeah.
How long have they last?
I buy your ass $25.
No, listen.
I pay $25 for your drawers. I got it for the whole summer.
For the whole summer. That's what I meant. How long do your drawers last?
Man, just depends.
If I'm paying 2 for $25, they need to last a long motherfucking time.
Yeah. Because I ain't wearing them out. Because
I could get something on Amazon for 6 for $25. Shit.
I'm just trying to answer the damn question.
I'm answering your question too. I don't even know what the fuck the question is.
He forgot.
He don't have no money to buy this bitch nothing to eat, but he got some money to buy $25 gross.
Shit. Oh yeah, because I'm like, why we gotta meet at your house? Like, I don't want to meet at your house.
Why? I didn't ask you any of that.
What I'm telling you, and you're not hearing me. I don't want to meet at your house.
Oh, okay.
This is somebody.
Well, you ain't the one.
Okay.
I didn't send you.
Good.
You ain't the one he sent.
So the one he sent got to be willing to come to your house on the first try. Oh, Lord. That's what it is?
If that's what you're asking God for, then hey.
Yep. You ain't the one he sent to save me.
I guess the one he sent to save me.
Yeah, that's the one he sent
to save me. I'm the one that you asking him for.
Right, they come to your house, right? Mm-hmm. Okay, and then how does that normally turn out is what I want to get to the end. How does that normally turn out? Because I know he done said something there before. Give me somebody that's not in this room that has came to your house. The bitches that God sent to you that came to your house.
God didn't send me no bitches.
Okay, where are the hoes that God sent to you? Okay. Well, the ladies.
You can't tell me who I want to love, how I want to love them. You can't tell me how.
I ain't telling you that.
I told you to just give me an example. You gotta let me, Keisha.
Somebody that's not here.
Keisha, you gotta let me love you like I know how to love.
She don't want that kind of love. That's what she told you.
You gotta let me know.
No, I don't know nothing about rubbing back. I don't have to accept anything. I don't know how to love you like I know how to love.
You gotta let me love you like I know how to love you.
Sometimes it's not about knowing how to rub backs. It's just a thought that counts. It's just trying.
But you gotta let me love you like I know how to love.
No, I don't. I don't have to have you around to be in my space, my energy, any of that, period.
That's what she just said. Wasting a bitch time.
Yes, I don't. You like and trust and believe I ran this shit by my therapist.
But you gotta let me love you like I know how to love you.
And you gotta accept the fact that I don't
need your love.
Well, yeah, okay, okay. Well, yes, yeah, you're right. You don't.
Accept it. You accept don't. It and move
okay,
on.
Okay, you
accept
don't. It and move. Wait, okay, you don't gotta let me love you like I know I love you. But you gotta
love
let me
love. From afar. Hey, you got some celebrities that you like. You got, you
heard,
got some.
Hey, you heard me talk about them?
Because you ain't told me nothing. I know. Was it A&B on Andy Griffin? What?
Who that's your celebrity.
Okay.
Real deal.
Okay. So think about it. You be like, oh, I would love to fuck A&B. You just have to love her from afar.
That's your heart, little dog.
Like going in circles. And you be like, you know what? I'm going to get off this motherfucking ride. You're not finna keep. No.
Right. This is my stop anyway.
Yes.
This is my motherfucking stop.
It's like you keep doing the same thing. You keep bumping your head. Just, you know what?
That's what we trying to tell him, Peanut. Peanut said, man.
Y'all got I tell y'all, he been retarded.
Crazy fools, ain't you, Peanut? And you're listening to these crazy fools. We have Miss Keisha C, the Fluffy Diva.
Hey, y'all.
This is Sparkle Jai, bitch. Yes, we on these edibles and
man,
drinking.
I am not doing both of these again. Cause when I say I feel good, I feel good, and I needed this shit. After this week, I need this shit.
You just have to take your edible. You're like, you know what? I done got off work. Most people get off like 3, 4, 5, something like that. You got time to go home and just. Be like, bitch, I'm finna eat me an edible and just relax. Have me a glass of wine and find something you enjoy on TV or even just put on some music. Just relax.
Relax.
Mm-hmm.
Relax. That is such a part of self-care.
Mm-hmm. Like relaxing. People that smoke, you be like, shit, let me fire this blunt up and drink me this cold one and just relax.
Fire this blunt up.
Huh?
You say fire this what?
Fire this blunt up. Shit. Sometimes, shit, you done had a hard week or a hard day. Quit wasting these women time, men. Especially, I can only speak for the single ones. A lot of them just, they ain't in the mood for that. So, if you go to them, just come correct.
Right.
Just come correct. Just, you know, be a man.
When it be all said and done, though, you do be wanting to be with a girl to make you better.
Yeah, a man need a woman. That's who, man, look, do you know
you just who? Want her to be when you meet her to come back to your place.
Yeah, you can't meet her and take her for coffee because your drawers cost too much. You ain't got no extra change.
Not even coffee. Okay.
You drink beer.
In churches. You can't even,
we can't get a Corona or Dasaki or something. Look
alone.
Fine with me. Let's go. Okay, we can go.
Let's
talk about yes, yes.
Bring out poking keys.
That's good.
I mean, I probably don't have the money for it, but if you want to go, I'll show it to you.
Right, yeah.
You got $18?
No, I ain't got no money. You think?
Oh.
I'm letting you be the man. Unless you want me to be the man. You want me to be the man? If you comfortable with me being the man.
Nah, I don't have
they do be wanting you to be the man.
Nah, right. If I got to pay, then I'm being the man.
Nah, I ain't handing that power to her.
Hell, if I got to pay, then goddamn, I'm being the man.
Nah, I ain't handing that power to y'all.
I'm being the motherfucking man.
You want to be with
it. So if I get in there and I pay for dinner and shit, and I be like, nigga, you know. What that dick do?
It's a fucking ass $18.
Right.
We bought $18 worth of catfish.
And?
I don't got no responsibility to be intimate with you, because you bought me $18 worth of catfish.
Who said I was
women bad? Just know that these are the type of men that you're encountering.
Man.
And you got to ask questions.
Yeah.
You got to ask questions. You got to protect
yourself. Well, I got to pay the $18.
We're going to figure each other out in the parking lot over the cafe.
Okay. So, you paying or I'm paying? So, I'm meeting you since you done gave me this
with
place.
With your ass, I'm paying.
Okay.
I'm going out on a wing.
Okay. Pay. Please do. That's what I need a motherfucker to do. Go out on a motherfucking limb.
You that power.
Get out on the limb. Shit. Get out on the limb.
I'm not getting your ass.
Please get out on the limb. Tell it, Peter. We eat fish at our house. Just make sure they get enough for you. Right.
You gonna bring your baby on the date?
Yes.
Wasn't that a baby? Yeah, that lady brought the baby on the date.
He was a sitter.
He brought his kids on a date. You brought your kids on a date?
On my first date.
Really? Really? Where the fuck they do that in? What the hell on the first?
I had my kids that weekend.
You had you, so you, yeah, you didn't cancel. You just went out on the date. And you were like, come on.
Nah, I told her. I got my sons and shit that weekend. She was like, it's cool. She bought all those leather jackets and stuff like that right now.
She bought you leather jackets? Hey, this your first date? This your first date? For real, this your first date? I'm for real.
Fly at the end of that motherfucker. Everybody was fly.
Man.
Everybody was
fly. Y'all came out of that motherfucker with leather coats. Man, look.
It's gonna cost you, right?
That's what the fuck I be talking about, nigga. That's what I be saying. It's gonna cost you.
Not a lie.
What you willing to pay. Hey, look, that's what it's about, ain't it? That's what I be trying to say.
I mean, it's an honor and a pleasure for you to be around me.
Right. So that head must be...
Say, what the fuck? That was not what I was... That was not...
So what? Because what the bitch paying for? What she paying for? What she paying for? What comes with that leather coat? Three of them. Or is it four?
Three.
And these was they kids or was they teenagers?
They was 7, 8.
Oh, kids. So I got to buy a duck coat. You too.
I ain't got to buy shit. Let's
be clear. I probably could get you in a kid too. So 3 kid coats. I'm just asking.
Why is we acting like this is some normal shit? This shit is not normal. Bitch.
I know it's not normal, but I'm
you
just saying.
You go on a man. You go on a date with a man. He tell you that he got his kids that weekend.
Yeah.
And you still like, well, yeah, we can still. What the fuck? Who does that? Like, you know what? When you ain't got your kids, you go fuck
out. We
stopping it right there.
Right.
When you don't have your kids, I don't even know if I want to fuck with you.
I just met you.
I got my kids this weekend. That's fine. That's a problem. I ain't fucking with you.
Good. That's great. Bullet dodge. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Move on.
Yeah. That ain't who God sent.
Right.
That is not who God sent.
Look.
Respect that.
Right.
That's what you have to do.
I like the tailor made for me.
Exactly.
Yeah. I mean, it don't make sense to you, but it's tailor made for me.
Exactly. Yeah. But you be understanding when the motherfucker don't want to participate in that type of lifestyle.
Exactly.
You understand. Ooh, exactly. Yeah.
Everything be alright.
Yeah. We still gonna be, man. Look. Hey.
Right. Hey. That's when I see you, because I don't know you, so really.
You know?
Yeah.
We don't need to do nothing else.
Exactly.
You're like, girl, I see you. Hey. You know, however you want to do it.
No, it's. You saying
I'm
that
good
shit,
to you.
But you saying that shit like.
Fuck all that.
You saying that shit like you dodged a bullet or something.
Yeah. Sometimes that's what
you got. Nah, you fucked up.
Man, I ain't fucked up.
Yeah, because I'm a winner.
You fucked up.
To the ones God sending you.
Like you dodged a bullet.
Right. To the ones God sending you.
Right.
To the ones God sending you. You a winner.
Yeah.
Right.
But for them motherfuckers who don't give a damn.
Yeah.
You just another nigga.
You too vain.
You might well be the motherfuckers out there living in the tent.
You too vain for me anyway. So
who too vain?
You.
Me?
You too self-centered.
I'm self-centered. Is that what that is? Man, what? Because my give a damn is to be like, shit, he will get it in a minute. Man, look, I say,
so what
look,
is it called when you do it?
My life is tailor-made for me.
Right.
Most niggas can't handle it. That's why I've been single. You, who want to fuck with a bitch like me? I need a nigga who gonna come be a motherfucking nigga. I don't want to be the nigga. I could be the nigga sometime.
What is my responsibility with the dog?
Who cares? Then why is you worried about my
business? I'm walking.
Why are we talking about that right now?
Why we worry about Peanut? Peanut good.
Do I gotta walk him and stuff like that?
If
like
you
that?
Wanna walk him, you might
what
need to walk
his mama. What is my responsibility when you bring your kids? I got to be buying them leather
long
jackets.
As long as you walking his mama.
And walking them and taking them where I go.
They human beings.
It don't fucking matter. It's a living thing God put here, period.
They human beings. Like, the little homie, he just like a little animal. They human beings. They need little jackets and stuff like that.
And you don't think you're an animal?
The little homie,
you think you're a human and not an animal?
I'm just saying, little homie, he don't need no jacket.
He got one though.
His mama bought it.
His daddy bought it. Now what? Now what? Now what? Now what?
Man, this man gonna be all right. Jacket or no jacket, this man gonna be all right.
You gonna be all right. You and your kids gonna be all
nah,
right.
Nah, my kid need you ain't jacket.
Never, you, right. Ain't never, you ain't need never jackets. Win without a jacket. You ain't never want to win without a jacket.
Right.
Nigga, I'm in my 40s and I don't want to win without a coat.
Right.
I had a jacket but not a coat.
Right.
And I survived.
Right.
Shit. We all got survival instinct. Right. My survival instinct. I got my kids. Is we can, okay, call me when you ain't got your kids.
Right.
I ain't even nothing else to the rest of. Just call me when you ain't got your kids.
Right. That's how it should be.
If it's a problem, we ain't then okay.
Doing shit tonight. What the fuck?
It ain't about what. Because I just met you.
Right.
I'm getting to know you. Yeah, I'm trying to get to know you.
Man, we ain't doing shit tonight. Well, my boys.
Well,
my boys can't be around.
Okay, they can be around. Let them be around somebody that you already know, not somebody new. That's a new applicant.
You don't even know if you want this person.
Right, you don't even know.
You don't know.
I'm watching them.
You watching them.
I'm watching them.
And then, so what made her go get the coats? How they come into play? Peanut.
We had already discussed that.
Y'all ready to
discuss? Yeah, because I told her I had my sons and shit. Yeah. She wanted to take me at the Mark Hall. Mark Hall, they just had a love convention.
Yes, son. It's so needy.
They just come home and come in and shit. Like, you know, once or twice a year and shit. That was it. She wanted to take me to that. And I was like, I got my sons.
Mm-hmm. But you had taken her and treated her previous. Oh, no, that was the first date, wasn't it?
Yeah, this was the first date.
Well, nah. That actually wasn't the goddamn first date. The first date was the week before that. We had one get Chinese food.
Oh, so y'all had it.
And that was
at
me and her. Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so yeah, then you're not giving us all the info.
Right, because you're making us think your first date. Initial date was.
Well, she paid for that one too, but it was just Chinese food.
So you let her be the man? You let her be the man?
We had one for Chinese food.
And you let her be the man?
And the next weekend.
Yeah, you couldn't even treat her to churches.
Don't look at us, just ask her.
Y'all making this shit sound like it's a bad thing.
No, it's not sounding bad. We just getting
y'all making it sound
it's not
dirty.
Bad for you or whomever. It's bad for me.
Shit. No, this whole thing through this whole process is respect. I respect that as a woman and stuff like that right now. What the hell?
You need to be respected.
You should respect me, nigga, if I'm paying for everything.
Oh, you talking about respecting her. I thought you were about respecting you.
You should be respecting me, bed. Yes. Shit, I had to respect my mom and daddy because what was it? I put food on the table.
Keisha.
I clothed you. Keisha. I had to respect them, right?
Mm-hmm. It ain't nothing but a fucking couple of little fucker ass leather jackets.
Nas, come on. But if you had to buy it, what would it be?
I don't
$25 draws.
I don't
he didn't know nothing about that thing.
I don't got that story. But if I had that story, it's...
You wouldn't have the story is the point. You right. Wouldn't have the story, period.
It's just a again, little fucking jacket.
Right. It's not. It's not. Because I don't know. Because I ain't even had the conversation about the fucking jackets because you got me at... We can't go out because you got your kid. Good. Take you and your kids and spend
right,
your time
yep.
together.
That's what it would
be
for me.
You don't even know me. I could be a fucking
actor.
Like,
I'm not here for your kids, sir. I'm not here for your kids.
I'm looking out for both of us.
And she leaving this part out. I wound up. I married that lady.
You married?
I wound up marrying that lady.
Yeah, so they really was about the money.
I married.
That was about.
I didn't marry her for no damn money.
You didn't marry her for money, but you paid. She paid for both dates and both leather coats. At the second date, after the second date, she paid for the first date. Then she paid for the second date and bought leather coats.
She ain't never told your ass no damn story about I married that lady for no money. Yeah.
So what changed from the time you started dating her to the time you married her? Because you started dating her because she had money. And I know you told me that story because you said somebody else told you.
You know, my girl was in prison.
What girl was in prison? The girl you were talking to? Oh, was she?
Yeah, my girlfriend here went to prison. That's how I met. That's how I met my wife.
Hey, old girl like you. She keep coming in here. Then they was like, hey.
Yeah.
And she got that money.
Yeah.
Because you wasn't looking at her.
That's my ex-wife. Because
you wasn't looking at her, right?
Okay.
You weren't paying. And my ass, my nigga. You was not paying her no attention. She was not your type. She was not what you really wanted. until you heard this statement.
Mm-hmm. Then she got that bread.
My baby mama's sister was like, you know, she got that money.
Yeah.
But my baby mama's sister was cool with it.
Well, you married this lady for money.
No. Is that where you going?
I wasn't going nowhere. I don't know you because you got to bring your kids and I'm...
Right. You ain't even...
We ain't had no more conversation about nothing.
Right, yeah.
No leather jackets.
I'll be like, don't call me when you got the kids.
Right.
I don't
I'm very respectful. I'm gonna be very respectful to let you spend time with your kids.
Right. And me, I don't even want them over to the house because I can't bring my toys out. I gotta put my good toys up. Can't let the kids come.
I met her ass with her kid. She was with her kid when I met her. I met her and she with her boys.
Okay, hey, what they got to do with anything?
Right. I'm like, she ain't in the conversation.
Yeah, this is your first time meeting. This is your first time meeting where...
The first time I met her, she was with a kid.
Right. It wasn't like you met me and then we were like supposed to go out on a date and I'm like, I got to bring my kids. Cause
right. This y'all first time meeting.
First of all, I'm not even doing that with my kids. I don't know you. Well, I'm going to get to know you.
We got a different story than that. But not the first time I'm...
But I mean, you met me and we ain't been nothing but cool and cordial.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So...
Right.
We was trying to date or nothing like that.
Right.
So what the fuck? It's apples and oranges.
The dude got the kids, or the lady got the kids. What the hell is the difference?
Let me explain it. Let me explain it. When you out somewhere and you meet somebody and they just happen to be with their kids, you're meeting this person. This is your first time meeting them. So if they got their kids with them at that point in time, that's fine. It's no big deal.
Okay, like she did.
Yes. But then if you trying to go hang out with the woman, like we was thinking that was your first date. This is your first time going out with this lady and you bringing your kids and she out on some leather coats and shit. We like, what the fuck? Where they do that at?
Because
I'm not wanting to meet you and, you know, I'm your kids.
Yeah.
Because I don't know if I like you.
But again, I could be saving you.
Right.
I could be doing you a favor. Look at it as that.
It was a little funky ass shoe, $300. What are you tripping on?
That's a funky ass two or $300 that you ain't spend.
Well, I didn't have it, but if I had it
again, it ain't my funky ass $200 because we ain't even got paid.
But that's what we was thinking, that it was your first day with her. But you said you had already went out previously.
The week before.
And it was just y'all.
We had Chinese food the week before. The next weekend.
So now explain, because we'd be like, nah, because we thinking in our mind, if we just met somebody and we should go out to have drinks with them. You know, this nigga talking about he got his kids. What the fuck? No. Hit me when you ain't got
kids. I'm not taking my kids on
dates. Hit me when you ain't got your kids, because I ain't trying to see them.
I'm not taking my kids on any day that I'm going on.
Right. Hell, yeah, like, fuck no.
If you really don't want it to be a date, you know what I'm saying? You really don't even care that this is, and they
want
a date, but right. Not your mind. You just need to get what you want out of it.
Yeah. I still was not.
No. On the person on the other end, I'm still on the, call me.
When you don't got your kids.
When you ain't got your kids. So we ain't even got it to this over here.
What weekends you don't have to go, so I can try.
Just call me. It's not my point to tell you if I don't answer or I don't change my mind. It's not my point that I'm single. I have a fuck I want to
be.
That's fine. My thing is this: be honest and say what it was. You didn't give a fuck about this date. You really didn't even want to go on a date with this person. You just playing the role.
Right. And you'd be like, my baby needs some coke. Right. Cold and shit.
My boys got coats and shit. They got coats and shit.
All of them didn't come from you, though. Hey, all them comes from you.
I'm just saying, be honest about the situation, period.
That's what we want y'all to
do. Nah, we want you and this lady coach.
And you're listening to these crazy fools where we chopping it up with Anonymous.
How y'all doing?
Miss Keisha, the Fluffy Diva.
Hey, y'all.
And I am Sparkle J. We just sit here chopping it up with Anonymous. We ain't seen you in a minute.
Yeah.
It's been a while. You said you ain't seen us all year. We damn near 4 months in.
I wasn't really worried about you.
Well, damn. That's how they do. But look. We ain't worried about you. We just trying to see you free.
I ain't saying
What your friend talking about?
I mean, no disrespect.
No, it's always a hard place. Never take it that way.
It's always a hard place to see you.
I can't worry
about that.
When I see you, sexual healing, personality and shit. Like,
I do.
Yeah, you got one of them kind of like personality and shit like that right there.
Explain that to me. I don't know what a sexual healing type of... Is that something that I need to try to... explore, you know, like
I'm saying it's only or something, you know. Maybe I could do, you know, do me a channel or something. Be like, since I'm giving off a sexual aura. Is that what he said?
Aura. Peanuts, what is it called?
He said, yeah, we could be on camera, mama. Let them niggas know they better come here correct.
Well, yeah.
Then we don't wear drawers right here.
I guess I am saying that. Yeah, I guess. Well,
we don't wear drawers right here. Tell the peanuts.
Yeah, let's go with that. Mm-hmm. Yeah. If a dude, if he be blessed and he be fortunate enough to interact with you sexually and shit, it'll probably be healing.
It will be.
Yeah.
You don't even know. I've been trying to let these niggas know, but you know all they want to do is text what you do and where you at. That's all they want to do.
And that was a lady see.
What you doing? Where you at? They don't be like, how was work? They don't be like, come on, let me get you something to eat. What you want to eat on? I don't even eat a lot.
A box
I drink beer too.
You go get a box of chicken.
Look, if that's what you want to do,
that's what I can afford to do.
Hey, that's fine.
We ain't bringing a four into this shit.
All the options.
Tell me.
It's Tuesday.
Tell me.
Yeah.
You ain't gotta tell me. I'll just tell me. Just go get a box of chicken.
That's fine. Tell me. That's all I need. Hey,
we'll just sit in front of the chicken joint. Just trip off people.
That's fine. We can do that when we get there. Can we get past the whole, hey, Tuesday, you want to meet me down here at churches, you know what I'm saying? We can hook up, get to know each other, blah, blah, blah. That's it. I don't need to know. And this one I can afford. I don't need to know.
I ain't saying that whack-ass shit.
Right. That's what I'm saying. So why are we even talking about that? Why do you even bring that into the conversation?
I got to be honest with you, though. I know you can buy your own fucking chicken. I know, you know what I'm saying? You... queen of your own world. If you bite into that goddamn thigh, I'm gonna probably add for a little nip or something. Yeah,
what kind of nip?
I'm nip glad you told me.
Some coochie? For a box of chicken, you gonna ask for
coochie? No, it ain't.
We ought to make you buy leather coats or something. I need a leather coat.
That's all you
worth. I really do.
That's all you worth is a bite of a church's thigh.
Hear me out.
I need a coat.
Nah, but I'm just saying, like, hear me out.
I'm hearing you out. Like, and I'm telling you that I need a coat. I need a coat. You want some coochie, give me a coat.
If you do it for a coat, you do it
you
for
know
a
what?
Thigh.
Look, I would love a Versace robe. Give me one of them and I'll give you some coochie.
Yeah, and I ain't going to stand in the way of you getting it.
But that's what I'm saying. For you, it was the leather coats.
I'm just saying, I ain't gonna stand in the way of you getting your Versace robe.
Okay.
I mean, I ain't gonna be a part of it, but I ain't gonna stand in the way of it.
I'm just saying.
Go get it. Do your thing.
You just move out the way.
I'm gonna move out the motherfucker. Right. There's you need a Versace robe. Right. Because you're not.
I don't even need to hear no fucking more. Just make a move.
Right. Like I be telling them, motherfuckers, they like you. They want to holler at you. And they want to. Okay.
If I wanted to
motherfucking line. Get in line. Cause trust me.
If I wanted a Versace robe, I'd just go do some extra hours at the job and just put that fucking work
Stop
in.
Stop lying.
You didn't do it for them leather coats.
You didn't go do that.
It's a whole different scenario, ma'am.
Right.
Totally different scenario, ma'am.
Right.
That's a totally different goddamn scenario.
So I ain't been doing much, just hanging out. I try not to do a whole lot. You know, everything going up, prices for this, prices for that. So I tend to just try to do the free shit.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
What you get for free?
Shit, right here in my motherfucking house has been free.
Mm-hmm. I love them.
Me too.
Yeah, I go over to the Sugar Shack. I ain't got to worry about taking nothing in.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I do.
Is the Sugar Shack a real place?
Yeah.
It's a real place.
I'm gonna have to show you when you
the
come back.
The girls ain't real damn Sugar Shack.
You done been to the Sugar Shack. What did you talk about? Anonymous.
Anonymous.
And we got Peanut,
aka Charlie. Charlie.
Peanut said, "Who are they with this shit?"
Peanut is sick of us today.
She look on his face like,
"He said, ain't nothing to do with it. Ain't half. Ain't no real yours."
He's like, "Ready to go home."
You should have seen. I said something about spending the night. He been like, "Well, bitch, you better not get fucked up. You can drive. I can see for you." This ain't me. I can see for you.
He say, "Shit, we getting home." He say, "Man, ain't it? Don't let mama get too tipsy." I know, Stinky Peanut.
And you listening to these crazy fools? What was we gonna be talking about today? We had a whole list of shit.
We stopped writing stuff down. So.
Man, look.
We done seen so many TikToks and reels. Because I think you wanted to talk about the wonder why we don't want to fool with these men.
Don't want to fool with them. Yeah. Yes, girl. I done forgot all about that. But I think I said that to you.
Mm-hmm. Keisha, thank you and Peanut for getting out. Because if y'all wouldn't have got out and shit, I wouldn't even see him a goddamn home, girl. Thank you and Peanut for getting out. Mm-hmm. Appreciate you getting out, Mr. Peanut. Boys,
we're
talking about boys,
you know? No, we was talking about the sugar shake, and you talking about you ain't never been there.
Never been no damn
club. You have been?
Damn sugar shake.
You been to the sugar shake? You been to my house?
Oh, your house?
Yeah. You done been on my house quite a few times.
I just ain't nobody ass over there getting sugar and shit from nobody.
Who said you was getting sugar? Did you get sugar anytime you came over there?
I didn't meet the man of the house or nothing.
You didn't get to meet the man? You mean that here he is?
What are you talking about? He don't wear drawers. Look.
God. There's my sweater over there. So I can take my dog out. I got to put my sweater on. I got to put my shirt on.
What you got to do? Go outside? Go downstairs or something?
Yeah. He said,
come on, Keith. Let go down there with him. I'm going to smoke a cigarette anyway.
You always do. See,
put your sweater and your flies on.
That, he done had the one about the coats, and then tell me he ain't gonna get in the way for me to get my Versace robe.
But he in the way the whole time.
For the other nigga that's trying to get my Versace robe.
Right.
Right. You looking at that shit, dude.
Get back.
He said in your face, telling you ain't what he ain't finna do. Nigga, if you don't get your ass out the way.
Right. Get the fuck out of the way.
Yeah.
Let the one behind you come, sir. Come on, put up.
Thank you. Stop.
That's how they be doing.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
It's just a stage left.
Yes, come on, where
you exit? Leave me the fuck alone.
Exit stage left.
Shit.
What we say?
I'm taking
the trash with me. Let that man from behind you come on up here.
Y'all crisscrossing the nigga goddamn words up. Dang.
Come on, Peanut. Let's put the thing on. Damn,
shit, I see.
And you listening to these crazy songs?
Oh, I have enjoyed y'all tonight. How the fuck did y'all lead up to marriage? Because y'all was dating before that, right?
Shit. I have to keep off your coat.
They were married.
They're married. So you buy coats, girl, you get married out here.
Peanut, you didn't know we had to buy coats?
Nah, but the way you say shit makes it sound like a shallow.
It does, don't it? That ain't us making it sound like that.
And you listening to these crazy fools?
I like the way y'all word and shit.
Wording?
No, we're wording it.
We're picking the right verbiage.
To make it seem like something different. And I'm being real and honest.
Nah, I ain't saying it was different. I'm saying it's more. There's more layers to the shit.
What's the other layers? Tell me what the other layers are.
That she liked it, you. She must have been liking what you was presenting.
I asked to be trying to goddamn force or some goddamn mind.
Hell
yeah. You watch your hand like you talk to the elevator.
I asked to be trying to goddamn force
or some kind. He did. And you listening to these crazy fools? Where I have in the house tonight, Peanut! And we got Miss Keisha C, the Fluffy Diva.
What's up, y'all?
And we got Anonymous.
This nigga done kept his mic hot all damn night, ain't
you? To show you the video from the Sugar Shack.
What the hell is the Sugar Shack?
Where they don't wear drawers.
They don't wear drawers at the Sugar Shack. What the hell? Who do wear drawers at the house? Remember, sugar that? Who sold you snatch this night?
My own.
This is like a soul snatching video.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Set up the crib, huh? Man, look. That next victim, man.
You snatching soul. I don't see him nowhere in the video.
He got his own shit going on. He don't be. We just roommates. No. I see about him. He see about me.
What is that night? What is that?
Sugar Shack night. You think
Uncle was that like Valentine's Day or something?
You think Uncle want to come over and hang out?
What is that?
The regular night.
Man. That ain't no fucking Tuesday or nothing.
So you want it to be Tuesday? It can be. Do I know you?
You should lit your whole damn patio up on a Tuesday.
It was cold out.
Nah, that's a weekend. That's a damn weekend.
For the right thing, yes.
That ain't no
for
damn.
The right situation.
That ain't no Wednesday. That shit's the goddamn.
But you got a good, nice older man. What older friends you got? I ain't got to buy no leather coats and shit. I ain't finna do none of that.
I don't know. My definition of love is over there.
Love? Who said this was love?
I don't know. That's all I know.
That's all you know. Nigga, that damn what you just was talking about. $25 draws and shit.
That when I was young.
That when you was young?
Oh, no, the draws. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. We
right.
I'm just infatuated.
I don't know why. You need to get out the other nigga way.
I ain't his way.
Yes, you are.
No, I ain't.
Yes, you are.
Bullshit.
Stand to the side.
I ain't in his way.
Sir, that's how they do you in court. Sir, this is not your case. This is not your match.
I ain't in the
damn
way.
You're not being charged.
I ain't in the damn way.
Sir, please.
Shit.
Please. Exit stage left.
I ain't never spent the night over here.
She never flipped the night at your house, has she?
It's ain't cozy in a mother.
Ain't it though? It's just, woo, with the plants and stuff. Look at her.
Yeah.
That's why I want a plant stand. Woke up and I'm hot and I'm sweating online. I'm gonna have to buy me a cooling pillow. I'm gonna have to buy me some cooling sheets.
Yeah. Then you be sweating. She be hot. Mm-hmm. She's going through the change.
And then you could just feel it. Like I can feel the heat coming off my body.
What are you saying?
It be in my face.
Well, damn. I was like, your fan on. It should be.
Even if it ain't in my face, it's on my body. Then I put it on my face and I'll be like, I'm sick. You know what? I'm gonna have to give me a fan on the other side of the bed too. Mm-hmm. On both sides of the bed. But if anybody was to like just feel that spot or sit in that spot when I move, it's hot.
And what kind of pills you have to take for the estrogen or something?
I guess so. Mm-hmm. I said I was gonna look into Estroven. That's the brand. And it's supposed to be like mood stabilizers and something. I think it's safe for night sweat. I think they got one that's ashwagandha. I think I wanna start taking it. Maybe that'll help me like relax. Have you ever had an issue with, or do you have an issue with your partner watching porn?
I don't really watch porn like that. It ain't never gonna be no problem for us. I don't watch porn.
So would you wouldn't have a problem if your partner watched porn?
No. I got
a fucking whole life. I ain't got time.
Listen, the women that you've dealt with in the past, have any of them watched porn? You came home and they was looking at porn?
I only came home.
You ain't never known anything about them in porn? Okay. No. So, it's never happened. At this point in your life, could you be with somebody who watch porn? Or how would you feel about being with somebody that watch porn? Is that a...
It wouldn't be no threat to me.
So, you wouldn't mind if they... You didn't care if they did it?
And I'm a cold nigga, so it ain't no threat to me.
Okay. So, you don't mind if they do... Okay. Mm.
What about you?
I don't have a problem. I will say this. If I see some kind of porn that I feel like is suspect...
Suspect house. The
fuzzy diva. I mean, because if just say I walk in and my man is watching porn, I don't have no issue with that. But I don't have no issue.
TV,
yeah, or on his phone or whatever. I don't have an issue with my man going to a strip club. The nigga I got, he baby. But anyway, I don't have an issue with that. So if I walked in, I wasn't see. The only way I would have an issue is if your preference is male on male.
If he was watching male on male porn.
Yeah.
What is that?
Peanut, help.
You say who?
Help Uncle Jay.
You say what?
Licking balls.
Man, two men.
I'm watching niggas licking each other balls.
Yes.
Oh shit! Yeah, you should be alarmed.
Right.
What the fuck?
That's what I'm saying.
That's what I'm saying. Depending on if it was some porn like that they were watching, rather than just two women fucking.
Why would you walk in the crib and I'm watching this some shit like that?
Exactly. That's what, you know, that's right. What she's saying.
And that's what I'm saying. If I was to see that, that's the only reason I would have an issue is if I was to see
you watching
that.
The wrong damn.
Damn. You just walk in the motherfucking crib. You come from Target. You come to the crib. I got on the big screen, on the big TV. Why would I be watching that shit? Like, I'm a homosexual,
what I'm
right?
saying is, I don't know why you I'm be watching it.
Yeah, I'm a homosexual, right?
That would be her main thing, is why are we watching this?
Why are you watching this?
Have you had a problem with the women that you talk to watching porn? So let's say you get with somebody, the Lord send you somebody, and she like to look at porn. Would that be a problem for you? Okay, that's what I was asking her. Would it be a problem for her if she meets somebody and they watch porn? And she's like, no, the only problem she would have is if he's looking at gay porn. If he's looking at two men.
Okay. She said it.
And I say two men because, I mean, if you're looking at two women, then I mean, it's
okay.
But
two men.
If it's two men, yeah, I'm not.
It's like, that's what you like looking at, you know?
Yeah.
That's where we would be having a problem.
Damn. That shit happened before?
Did that happen with you?
I just had the question because it's come up.
Say, I don't really, like, you can check my search history on my phone. I ain't really just in there. Porn.
Me personally, I don't mind either. If that's what he
want to
look at, then
I ain't got to watch porn and shit. I'm old school, so I got to watch porn and
what
shit.
What you do, a lot of foreplay?
I just go to my memory bank.
Go to his memory bank. Can you go to your memory bank?
I can go to my memory bank, but a lot of that shit I wanted to forget. So
Right. I can't go to my memory bank.
I
can.
If I go to my memory bank, but first believe I can count on one hand of those encounters. That's it.
But I was a tramp.
Who's a tramp?
Me.
Why was you a tramp? Who said that? Okay.
That's what I'm saying.
So, you telling me you
Yeah, so I got a whole lot of shit.
That you can use.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
You got a lot of footage.
Yeah.
I see you.
I ain't got
your body count high.
I ain't gotta pick this motherfucker up.
You got your body count high.
I need to go freshen up.
So you have a lot of repeat offenders.
Damn, that sounds criminal. I don't know if that's what I said.
They continuously come back.
If you don't mind.
Yeah, but I just asked the question because I've gotten it in the last couple of weeks that somebody was upset that their boyfriend was watching porn. And I guess my thing would be, if it's something I didn't like, I would address it the first time. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't let it linger on and let it happen and then be like, oh, now it's a problem. But for the most part, no, I wouldn't have an issue with.
Because, I mean, shit, if we looking at porn, then shit, we looking at porn. Because sometimes I have to. Porn to get me right.
I don't even know if I ever had a conversation with a girl about porn.
Porn to get me right. Ronnie Peanut. Say, yeah, my mama watching.
You sound like a pervert, nigga. What the fuck? That sound real pervert.
No, you don't know my mama. What you mean? She laughing hard.
I'm home. You know that in Texas and shit, you can't watch Pornhub and shit.
I really haven't been on Pornhub since this year. Why they banning that shit? But you Abbott? Got banned that though.
Abbott?
That's all. Man, look, and I was going to give me a Pornhub page story, man.
Nah, it's Abbott.
But they be wanting you to send too much info in. Like, you got to send driver's license. I'm like, what the fuck I didn't and see
so, all and so, and so his thing was, he got a problem with the fact that you don't got to sign in and verify the fact that you 18 or older. And so he was like, man, fuck that shit. If you can't set this shit the fuck up to where a motherfucker got to verify if they 18 or older, then we don't want you in this motherfucker. And it passed.
I guess it makes sense to me. Yeah. But then I think
that's all he wants you to do.
But people gonna, I mean, it's so much shit out there, and now people tell you I don't watch cartoons, but they'll tell you the shit is in the cartoons.
Then it's like, okay, if you got to be over 18 for this, so where do kids get these phones from?
Well, he wants you to be able to verify that shit.
Where they get the phone from to get on Pornhub? Who computer is you on that you looking on Pornhub? That you got access to that. Because we need to talk to your mama then. Because somebody should have child proof.
Isn't that what he's saying?
Mm-hmm.
That's what you government.
But why you got to put it on us instead of
Don't put it on me who ain't got no kids. Peanut, look.
Put that shit back on the parents.
He ain't worried about you and Peanut.
Right.
He worried about kids.
Peanut ain't been getting access to the parents. Ain't worried about their kids. And that's probably where they getting it from. Mm-hmm.
Because the parents got the page. I seen them on there. He want more tighter restrictions around verifying that shit.
Yeah, because ain't sure I want to verify me when I'm trying to get my But when you do that for Pornhub, can't you see the shit anywhere else too? It's other sites out there who don't have any restrictions.
He didn't lock Pornhub out. Pornhub, they boycott. They boycott me.
Can you listen to these crazy fools?
What up, y'all? I'm Special K, and you're listening to These Crazy Fools Podcast. You want to be a special guest on the show? You have a show topic for us? You got a question or just want to comment? Hit us up. Email these fools at thesecrazyfoolshere@gmail.com.
If you'd like to make a call, please hang up and try your call again.